B-Pod Studios.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, what's up, dudes?
How are you doing?
How you doing?
I like his triple shot because I can punch you both in the head. Like, punch in the head.
What's going on with Hardy's shot? So I was alerted that something weird was up with Hardy's.
He put new lighting today. On. He's got new lighting on.
Now, I tried to do the blurred background, and I think it works fine, except it blurs out the headphones.
So it definitely does.
I don't think I can do this.
You look like you're superimposed.
Can you
in front of a green screen?
Can you put some fun like background behind you digitally? I know that on Zoom, that's been a very popular thing to do. In fact, if you go to our website, 985thesportshub.com, we are providing you with Zoom backgrounds of our studio. So if you want to go into your Zoom meeting anytime soon and make it look like you're in our studio, we have those available at 985thesportshub.com. That would be fun.
I just done blurred the background. It wasn't working.
I bet you Sarge has it on already.
Is this because we talked about your golf bag yesterday? You want to blur everything out back there?
No, I had a couple of former coworkers, a couple of the jagaloons from the radio stations in our former building were just obsessed with what I had on the shelves behind me. I didn't set anything up. The only thing I moved in this room was the golf bag because Kelly had requested it because it's got the station logo on it. But I didn't want to decorate the set. I mean, it's a working office. It's a working studio. I'm not changing anything around, you know, just for this. But I don't necessarily need crap from JD either or our former boss about what I have on my shelves behind me. So I tried to blur it out. But
what
it looked
former
like
boss?
Crap. So
which
I'm not
former
doing
boss?
It. I guess still currently. I don't know. Is Mike Thomas still? Who is he to us?
Other, I don't know. What's he doing?
Somebody talks a bunch of
I don't know.
To me.
I don't know what his.
I
don't know what his
behind.
Official title is now. Consultant.
I don't know either.
He was delivering pizzas like from a distance. I saw him on Facebook. He's like bored.
And he's giving you crap all the way from Chicago on this. I love it.
He was.
Awesome.
He was.
Well, he's got a consult. He's consulting.
Awesome.
And another former co-worker of ours who shall remain nameless, but he does a morning show that I don't listen to. And he felt compelled to talk a bunch of crap, too.
I like the Tiger Woods pictures back there that are not signed. They're just pictures.
Okay,
I met Tiger
all right,
Woods.
You want to get into it? So I bid on that at a Joe Andruzzi Foundation event at my barber shop, and I didn't think I would get it. It's a picture of Tiger, like, chipping from off the green and then kneeling down when he misses the shot. I'm like, they're good photos, but they don't speak to me in any way, shape, or form. But I spent a decent amount of money on it. I'm like, well, I might as well hang it up, or I'm just going to end up donating it back to something. So I hung it on the wall. That's it.
So you, So did you see what Boys, I just did there? I picked a scab right there with Hardy.
Yeah,
I knew it was going to irritate him.
I'm telling you, you've seen that picture in my house before. You're like, what's with that thing? I'm like, this freaking thing I bit on that I didn't even want.
You got
I
got to
do something with
about
it eventually.
I'm not even sure I asked about the photo. I'm not even sure.
We're going to do this from our web. We're going to do this from our show page. These people put these dumbass Brady Bunch spreads up there. You know, the nine boxes, and you can only pick three. Pick three Sports Hub hosts who are going to snap first. Hardy and Jim Murray are two, and we're trying to figure out who the third one is. It might be Shirtley.
And I'm sure, I can't remember exactly, but I'm sure that room has the obligatory collage of media passes because we all have that thing. All of them. I mean, I got one. Maz
that.
Has one that you can see on TV.
I've just got I have all my lanyards hanging, and Beetle hates me for this. Years ago, I threw away like a ton of concert ones that I had, I collected like
I don't hate you
stuff
for it.
And concert lanyards for, I don't know, 15, 20 years. I'm like, what am I ever going to do with these? And I just chucked them. Now, I really don't. I get done with one for a game or a season, and I just hang it in the same spot behind me. I don't know. This is not a decorated set. Zolak, you know, took some time and some effort to make his background look nice.
Well, see, that or you know, a white wall. I mean,
well, people want to goof on him for hanging up photos of himself. If I played in the NFL, I'd have photos of myself.
Yeah.
Maybe not in my bedroom, but
last
maybe in my office
or
something.
It's
I get
play
it.
You
right?
Called. Yeah.
Exactly.
When's the last time you had people looking at you and you got to get down on one knee
right.
and tell some jokes? Yeah.
Right. I would have the same thing. So I don't goof on Zoe for that, but I didn't do any set decorating either. So I wanted to blur my background to keep people from getting too much
today,
crap.
Huh?
But it looks like crap, but it looked like crap when I blurred it, so now I can't even do that. All right. What do you want to talk about?
He's coming in hot today. I mentioned the golf bag.
Yeah, we should talk golf.
Because in the Globe today, they have a story. I think it was posted maybe last night, or I don't know. It's out there. You've probably seen it by now. The headline is, golf courses in Massachusetts are closed, but behind the scenes, organizers want to safely change that. And this is a story in the Boston Globe about various country clubs. The one that they start with is the North Andover Country Club. They would love to be open right now. And Massachusetts is one of 14 states that currently is telling people to stay home and not go to the golf course. The golf courses are not essential. That to me seems like a pretty straightforward thing. Yeah, golf course is not essential. Don't be using the golf courses. Stay off the golf courses. We're trying to keep people home right now. We don't want people out there golfing and doing their thing on the golf course like it's a typical April. That's what the state is saying. So last week, there's one example in Springfield where there are about 60 people out playing golf on closed courses. And the mayor of Springfield was very upset, saying he would blockade the courses, that these people were not taking the stay-at-home order seriously, that they were being selfish. He said at one point, get it through your thick head, don't do it. That was the mayor of Springfield, Dominic Sarno, last week. And
well,
so
you should be paying to play anyway, too. You shouldn't be out there hacking her course up and taking divots and not replacing them, and you're not even paying a damn greens fee. I can't stand people to just jump courses. Go ahead.
So there is an Alliance of Massachusetts Golf Organizations. So that's, you know, let's say a trade group for golf courses that has sent a letter to Governor Baker and Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito asking that golf course business be considered essential. While still barring clubhouse, golf shop, and restaurant operations, they have sent a letter to the governor of the state asking that he reconsider the March 23rd order and open up golf courses and allow them to at least put golfers on the course, if not, again, using their clubhouse, not using their restaurants, their you know, pro shops, all that stuff. They want to be able to be open. They want golfers to be out there. And I just think that this request and this letter at this time shows zero self-awareness on the part of these courses. None. So as Charlie Baker is in the middle of trying to, get masks for frontline healthcare workers. And yesterday he is filing legislation to try and protect doctors and nurses and healthcare workers from potential lawsuits during this time. And he's out there trying to set up testing sites like they did in Foxborough on Sunday when they opened up the one at Gillette Stadium. He's got that stuff going on. That's what his plate is probably, that's what he's got on his plate at this time. I can't imagine how many hours of sleep a night the guy is getting. I'm guessing it's very few. And, oh, can you imagine being his assistant? Yeah, yes. And, Governor, we got this letter from the golf courses. The golf courses want to be. I would take that letter and light it on fire if I were Governor Baker. And I would never respond to them. That's what I would do if I were him. I hope they don't get a response. It doesn't deserve a response. That's what I would say.
I'd meet halfway on it. I mean, I understand what you're saying. But I also, I mean, I look outside and I see people, you know, walking by closer together in a group of four. Now it's probably a family too, so they've probably been self-quarantined in their own house, so they think they'd go out and walk together to where you could keep enough distance on the golf course, not play tournaments, but one group, a group of two tees off, then the next group, you know, and not that you're, and Hardy, you know these tournaments and how you get bogged up on certain holes and you stand there and you talk. Don't touch the ball washers, don't touch the flag sticks, and I think that could be one of the first businesses that could have the slow opening. I'd meet you halfway okay. where don't light the thing on fire, but I could see golf courses being the first things that open. That's something that I would go out and attempt to do.
Beetle mentioned, you know, that the clubhouses and the restaurants would remain closed.
They'd have
but,
to.
Beetle, would you be okay with like golf course restaurants that serve food being able to provide takeout like other restaurants are right now?
Sandwiches. Yeah.
Golf chips. Course restaurants if doing what other restaurants are doing with takeout?
That yes. would chips, that French to me fries, would be, hot dogs.
That to me would be better than opening your course, honestly.
Okay, so
it'd be in line with everything else that's currently open. But right. the thing is,
where do you think there is more of a risk of transmission taking place between someone preparing food and handing it to you and doing a transaction with money
in
or
that restaurant.
People... Yep. A twosome, you and I going out on the golf course, never getting more than 6 feet or closer than 6 feet to each other, and we're never more than or never less than 150 yards away from somebody else. We won't be touching anything that other people touch. That's why they're, you know, putting the flag sticks in and they're propping up the bottoms of the cups. So you just reach into the hole, pluck your ball out. So you don't even have to touch a flag stick. There are some courses in other parts of the country, but they're not allowing carts. You want to play golf? Fine. You go out, you walk, and you carry your clubs. So where do you think there's a bigger risk of transmission of the coronavirus
between money
handling and all this, or you and I going out and playing golf and never getting closer than 300 yards away from someone else?
As you've heard, food is safe, right? You've heard that many times now from Dr. Fauci and others, that food transmission, they don't find that that's how it travels, that that's not how you're getting it. So you might be able to get it through interactions, as you said, with a cashier. Now, that could happen if someone has it.
Right.
Right? And so that's definitely a possibility. I don't discount that. And I'm not saying that that's wrong. But I think that when you talk about the twosomes out there on the course, we've already seen that when you describe something in a perfect scenario, of course, they'll be distancing. They'll go out there. They'll be fine. They'll stay away from each other. Yeah, the same way they'd stay away from each other in the parks or stay away from each other on the beaches or anywhere else that you name where you say, oh, it's outdoors. You can go ahead and do it. When the reality is everybody should be staying home right now. Everybody, including the golfers. You're going to have to sacrifice something.
That's not the rule. That's
what is not the rule? It is the rule right now.
It's a stay-at-home order?
No, it isn't.
A stay
golf courses are closed. It's the rule. The golf courses are closed.
But no. You said everyone should stay inside, but they're also saying go out, get some exercise. Yeah. It's good for the lungs.
Half an hour
go
to an outside. Hour a day minimum.
Look, unless they start shutting down a whole bunch of other stuff, and I mean a whole bunch of other stuff, I don't. There's no logical reason to tell golfers they can't go out on the golf course, and you limit it to twosomes. There's no carts. You only pay on an app before you get there. You've got a code. You stand 10 feet away from one guy who works there and says, what's your code? All right, here's your tee time. Go out there, play. If it's a way to generate some income for a lot of municipalities, too, right now, it's not just private businesses that are hurting. There's cities, you know, city and state owned.
Everybody's hurting. Who isn't hurting right now? Like, that's not the logic. That's not a good reason. Oh, it's going to hurt us. Yeah, no kidding, it's going to hurt you. You know what's going to hurt more? When you die of coronavirus. That would hurt a little bit more.
How are you going to die? Okay, tell me how you're going to die of coronavirus from being on a golf course.
You get the virus from someone you come in contact with from outside your home that you otherwise wouldn't have come in contact with.
Groundhogs. But there's much more risk of that.
There's a little bit of a difference between essential and non-essential, and I would put golf squarely in the you don't need to do that right now. You'll be okay without your golf game. You'll be fine. Grocery stores are still open. Well, yeah, people are going to need food for their families, so that's going to have to remain open. The pharmacy is going to have to remain open.
So they should
golf,
shut down.
You don't need
shut
your golf.
Down lawn services then, and the groups of people that come to take care of your lawn and do yard cleanup and winter cleanup. They should shut those businesses
golf,
down.
You don't need golf. You don't need a whole lot of other stuff that's open right now, too. And you're going to have to start shutting down everything else. If you want to remain consistent and use logic, there's a lot of stuff that's being allowed right now that shouldn't be allowed if you're going to prevent people from being outside hundreds of yards away from anyone else, never coming into contact with another human being or even anything that they've touched. On a golf course, you're gonna shut that down.
So you believe it's an essential business? So you advocate for more businesses being open right now than closed?
No. There's a lot of unessential businesses that are open right now.
So then you use that as the argument to open more of them? Like, I agree with you. There are non-essential businesses open right now. You're right.
Yes, I want consistency.
Well, I want as many businesses closed as possible. Even if there is inconsistency, the more closed, the better. That's how I look at it.
I tell you what.
Even if there are some inconsistencies... If I have my choice, I'll take the inconsistencies with fewer businesses open. I'm not going to use that there are some businesses open, so let's open more. I'm not advocating for let's open more, but you are.
I'll play.
Open up the golf courses. Seems essential.
It's not even a business. It's an outdoor enterprise.
You just said municipalities are hurting, that the golf courses are hurting. So clearly it is a business. They're clearly making money, and they need their money.
Well, yeah, they'll make money
off they're hurting.
But it's, I would much rather have two guys out on a golf course than a couple of people browsing the paint samples at Home Depot or browsing through Walgreens in an enclosed area. Give those people something else to do for 4 or 5 hours a day as opposed to going into another store that they don't need to go into and coming into contact with other people. You're not going to come into contact with anybody out on a golf course. You're not.
I get it. The golfers, they can't wait a few weeks. They got to get out there today. You know, it's very essential. I get it. Get out there. Get your golf game in. They're not stopping anyway.
Essential.
Drive by the golf courses now. Drive by Presidents and Quincy. Drive by any of the golf courses. There's people still out there, even with the courses closed, as Zoe said. They're all still going out there. It's not stopping
anybody.
Going
out there and walking. There's people
Don't
going
sanction
out there and walking.
It.
There's people going out there and walking their dogs. Should you stop them too?
No, by themselves,
yeah,
walking down the street? No,
so
I don't think.
So what's
I don't think walking. Because you're coming in contact with people you don't live with.
All right, we got full lines.
Listen to
anything? We got full lines here.
Let's get to the phones. We'll do it coming up next.
All right. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
First, our introduction. Zolak. Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hello, Twitter world. It's yours truly. Well, it's got a bit of, unfortunate news for us golfers. The governor, Sisolak, has just closed all the golf courses here in Nevada, along with some other measures. And, I thought the golfers were doing a pretty good job on the social distancing, you know, with the one cart and all of that. But, you know, this is a serious situation, and he's our elected official, and I think that's why we elected him, to make these difficult decisions. All I can say is stay healthy, stay safe, and let's do whatever we have to do to help get rid of this virus. Stay healthy, stay safe, take care.
That's O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, I got the juice in my corner, so I must be doing something
right. That's
right.
Do you? What was his take?
Stay healthy, stay safe,
stay
do
safe,
everything you can to get rid of this virus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Three things.
Which is, considering golf, non-essential. Because it's not essential. Sorry. Not essential to the operation.
Hardy, when I text you, on March 28th, which is my kid's birthday, he didn't have his party, and that's where we're in. I'm like, I texted you something. I asked you if something was open at that time. Or golf course is open. Because that's something I still would have done 3 weeks ago if you could go out there and hit a bucket, you know, or shoot around with your kid.
Yeah.
Put him in a cart with you. Just play a quick nine. I got a couple executive courses out here. I'd have done that. But obviously they weren't open.
Got an email from one golf course right now. Said, at our course, rakes and ball washers have been removed. The pool noodles, which we had talked about,
have
not only been inserted in the hole, but the flag stick goes in there, so the ball doesn't even fall down like all the way into the cup, so nobody will touch anything that anyone else touches. No carts, walking only. I don't see what the difference is between
you could put a bumper,
two guys walking around a golf course or two people going on a walk with their dog. I walked the dog twice yesterday. Do you know how many people I passed on the sidewalk and got within 8-10 feet of? It probably happened a dozen times while I was walking the dog yesterday during those two walks. Do you know how many people you walk past on a golf course when you're playing golf? Zero. Not one. Doesn't happen.
So in what is inherently a social sport, you would admit that, right? It's a social sport.
Somewhat, yeah.
You're saying
no,
there's
not. No, it's not bridge. What are you talking about, a social sport? No.
No?
It's not pinochle. It's not darts. No.
You guys don't go out there and talk for four hours when you go play golf? Like, it's not about the camaraderie of, like, playing with your buddies sometimes? No?
Well, when
it's
that's
all
when,
business out there?
Yeah, when that's available to you. But for people who just want to go out and play, do you know how many rounds, and, you know, go ahead and call me a loser. Do you know how many times last summer alone I went out and played 6-7 holes just by myself before it got dark, just to go out and do something? And how many times I did that with just one other guy? You know how much conversation takes place? Not a lot. You're out there playing golf. You're out there doing your thing. You're getting some exercise. Oh. And you don't see or come into contact with anybody else. And
I would
they
say
take
most
the
people go
measures,
golfing with their friends. I'd say most people go golfing with friends or coworkers or that type of deal.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of conversation that naturally happens during the course of a golf game, whether it be in the parking lot or whether it's, you know, when you're using carts, putting bags on the carts, or while you're actually, you know, on the green sitting
there. No
carts.
No carts.
I know there's no carts.
There's no bunker rakes. No one's touching the pins. Kevin just said that they took the ball washers out. There's nothing with a handle out there that you can even touch that anyone else is going to touch. And the people who play golf just, you know, as the ha-ha, I play golf so I can drive the cart and drink beer. Well, they won't be going out there. The people who would be the most problematic in having golf courses open won't. What? I can't go out there and get 19 beers from the clubhouse to take with me in my cart? No, because the clubhouse is closed and they don't have any carts. Well, I'm not going. Good. Then you're going to be part of the problem out there as we're trying to social distance. I did it. Look, before the course was closed down, I went and played George Wright with a buddy of mine, and we did exactly what you talked about, Beetle. We met up in the parking lot, and we stayed 10 feet away from each other, parked two spots away from each other. Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Grabbed our clubs, walked up. There's one guy at the pro shop that we talked to from a distance. He's like, yep, you guys are all set. We walked out there. We never shook hands, never picked up each other's tee or anything, and did it like it was one of the safest things I've done in terms of transmission of a virus since this whole thing started. I feel way more at risk going into the grocery store or a drugstore than I do on a golf course. Way more at risk.
I got a question. Like, I got tour bags. What would I do if I had to carry them and walk?
You'd probably give out after about 3 or 4 holes, and you would further decrease the chance of running into somebody. So, yes, you would not be part of the problem either.
Can I use a hand cart?
If you have your own.
I don't.
Well, then you're probably not playing.
Okay.
So to go back to the original part of this story, to recap, the Golf Courses Association. I got to look up the official name again, but they've written a letter. They've written a letter to both Governor Baker and Karen Polito, the lieutenant governor, to reconsider whether or not golf courses are essential. They believe golf courses are essential, and they want the governor to reconsider and allow golf courses to open. That is what they are seeking, time from the governor right now in the most critical time. We're about to hit the surge on Friday, and they're putting a letter on his desk asking him about golf courses. I mean, you could not sound more out of touch with what is happening in the world by requesting the governor's consideration at this hour about frickin' golf courses. You losers, get over yourselves. You'll get back to your golf in a few weeks when the rest of us try and get back to be, you know, back to a normal sense of the world.
You're getting hung up on the essential business semantics of this thing. No, I don't think anybody would argue that golf is an essential business, but I think what they're arguing is, hey, there's really no reason for us to be closed. You know, you see a lot more people congregating in certain areas along the Esplanade.
How about some decorum right now, Hardy? Like, okay, we got closed. It sucks. We're not going to fight it. We're not going to fight the governor on this one. We're going to wait a few weeks, and hopefully we're in a much better place and not be the group that asked the guy at this current point in time to reconsider what he has already ruled on.
I don't think it's
doesn't that factor in at all for you? How just the look of it? That's a horrible look.
I'm still amazed by the amount of people that are in a Lowe's and a Home Depot at the same time. And I had somebody send me a message yesterday off our discussion of the paint. You know, you're sitting there looking at the paint samples. Person said, I'm a former alcoholic. You know what I'm doing right now? I'm painting every single room in my house and trim. And I'm one of those people that looked at those paint things, because if I don't do that, I'm going to sit there. I'm going to go through two handles or a case of beer and go right back into my depression. Like, that's the tough part of all of this. Like, what stays open, what doesn't, what's truly essential. Dick's Sporting Goods is laying off over 40,000. They're furloughing over 40,000 employees, because why can't they do what Target does? See, Target stays open because they have the food part of it.
And Beetle, you know? you're making it sound like, you know, the Golf Course Association is taking the state to court, and that they're, you know, standing out on the steps of the governor's home demanding. They're not fighting him. They're making a request. And it's like, how dare you put the governor through this at a time like this?
No, they're requesting his time and consideration right now. They're requesting his time and consideration, which he is obviously expending on other far more important matters. They already made one request to him after the order came down about maintenance, and he granted it for them. He already gave them some extra time and extra consideration.
Well, it's fine.
You can let your landscapers
work. It would go to crap if you don't.
That's what he said.
Yeah, he didn't seem too put out by having to consider that request. If he doesn't have 5 minutes in his day, you know what? The governor has a whole staff of people. He's got somebody in charge of the DCR. He's got a whole staff of people that can consider this issue for him and come back with their suggestions. And they'll say either yes or they'll say no. I think there's no good reason, based on all the other stuff that's allowed to take place right now and much more riskier behaviors going on, that something as low risk as having a couple of people walk nine holes and carry their clubs and not touch anything and not come into contact with anything shouldn't be allowed to take place, too. I just don't see a good reason for it. It's not consistent with everything else that's going on right now.
I'm rooting for him to say no. That's what I'm rooting. I hope he does respond now, Artie. You're right. I hope he responds and he says, shove it. That's what he should do. Let's get to your calls.
I think you're doing that out of spite. I don't think you're doing that out of logic.
Oh, no, definitely out of spite now. Yes,
okay,
absolutely.
All right.
Nope, I didn't want him to rule on it at all. I didn't think it deserved a response. Now I want a response, too. I've changed my mind. I want a response. We'll get back to it after headlines. Here's Hardy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Well, you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. So and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
This reminds me of South Beach. They're bumping us in our hotel breakfast.
617-779-0985.
Getting your complimentary bagel and or fruit plate?
No. I would get the pancake, and you could have also the that granola with the fruit was phenomenal.
Oh, the granola
yogurt,
with the
yogurt,
the fruit.
Granola. Oh, my God. That was the coffee there, too, is so strong. Good coffee.
Strong.
Cuban.
Strong to quite strong. Strong. 617-779-0985. Chris is in Pennsylvania. He's been hanging on. Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys.
What's up,
Holmes? Being a little ridiculous with this one. I'm not saying, obviously it's not an essential business. No one's saying that. But, I mean, I walk my dog every day at 4 o'clock, and I see more people than when I golfed last week. When I didn't see a human, I paid online. They sent me a virtual scorecard. I didn't touch a hole because they put rubber things on the outside. I saw nobody. Didn't talk to anybody, and I walk my dog every day at 4, and I see way more people out. And I'm not saying it's not an essential business. Obviously, it's not an essential business. Nobody's saying that. But as a way to kill time, get out there and exercise a little bit, if you can do it in a safe and honest way, I don't see the harm in that at all.
Well, the nice thing about a golf course is there's natural spacing and, a path as to what you follow.
You say no one's saying that they're essential. In fact, they are saying they would like to be considered essential. So they're saying that. Not me. They are saying that. Again, no one's saying it except
semantics.
The association.
Semantics.
Okay, well, don't say no one's saying it because they are saying it. If you want to be factually correct, you can't just excuse away what the request is and say, it's just semantics. No, their request is please consider us essential. That's what they've requested. That's a fact. We can't debate that one.
Okay, well, then we're going to have to get into a discussion about everything that is truly essential and not essential. And careful what you wish for.
What other businesses are asking to be considered essential right now? Do you know of any?
Well, no, there are a lot of businesses that are considered essential right now that I would say aren't essential. And careful what you wish for, because then if you want consistency, then you're going to have to start closing a bunch of those things down too, maybe including this very radio station. What we're doing right now, I'm glad we're considered essential. I'm grateful. I'm very grateful we're considered essential.
This.
We can still work right now, but can you make a case that what we're doing is essential right now, that we have to be on the air talking about this?
So I go to CVS in Franklin to pick up a prescription the other day, and I look across the way, and there's a parking lot across the way. There's a Chinese food place in there. There's dry cleaning. But there's a Dollar General, which was open with a ton of cars in front of it, and a Big Lots attached to it. It's in the Shaw's complex right there. Why are Big Lots in Dollar General open?
I don't know. I can't give you a good answer on that.
But, Dick's Sporting Goods can't be open? And you're going to force them to lay off 40,000 people? Tell me. Explain that one to me in this state.
I can't.
I don't get it.
I can't.
But I'm on the side of the more that's closed, the better. So if that's the debate.
Yeah, if you're going to do that.
Sure. No, I'm not going to say, because there are some businesses open, I'm not going to argue that because some businesses are open that I think could be considered not essential and should be closed, that should be the reasoning to open up more, such as golf courses. I'm not going to do that.
Dollar General's got 50 cars, and you got people walking in and out of there out of the same damn door. Like, you talk about social distancing in there, where a golf course, it's natural social distancing.
That's fine. You don't want to lump one in with the other. But until we get to complete and total lockdown, and we have mayors the mayors in Italy, going out on the streets with bullhorns, yelling at people and arresting people for stepping foot outside their homes, then this is going to continue to be asked about and questioned. And quite frankly, I can't come up with a good logical reason why all these other things should be allowed to happen, and golf isn't one of them. It doesn't make any sense. And the only next logical step in your argument then is to go on a mandated quarantine lockdown.
I didn't argue for that. I didn't argue for that. I said your golf game's not important. You can go for your walk, but you don't need to go to your golf course. Like, your golf course isn't that important.
No.
Not essential.
Going for a walk, you're gonna come into closer contact with more people than you are on a golf course.
If you want more stuff closed, 10 to 12 people.
close the sidewalks. People don't need to be out walking.
I'm with you on this part. Not about closing sidewalks per se, but there's nobody on a lot of roads. Stay the hell away from each other. Really. It's not that hard to do.
Stay on the other
people
side
are
of
not
the
staying
no
far enough away
pass.
From each other.
Right. I mean, you see somebody walking. Go on the other side of the road if they're not.
By the way, if you're on the golf courses in Brockton, if you're on the golf courses in Brockton, the police are coming for you. That, according to the mayor of Brockton. You mentioned mayors, which had me thinking of this. The mayor's in Italy. Robert Sullivan, mayor of Brockton, said he has instructed his police department to send officers to get people off the golf courses in their town, including the city-owned DW Field.
Illegally on it.
So he's sending the cops for you. You go out onto the golf course, they're coming for you in Brockton.
They should. They should do that during the summer.
The other issue with this is, you know, and I don't even know if we got into it in great detail. We mentioned the group of Massachusetts golfers or the pair of them that got arrested in Rhode Island for sneaking onto the golf course there, hooking up in a McDonald's parking lot, going in one car with a Rhode Island plate. There are still people going to Rhode Island to play golf, and they're borrowing IDs from people who, you know, may have a resemblance to them going out of the golf course.
That's how desperate these people are to play golf. They're that desperate.
I think
no wonder why they
got to
consider themselves essential. Wow.
I think they're desperate to go outside and do something. And unless
it has to be, and it has to be to go to the length of going to a different state and borrowing someone's ID to try and sneak in. Is it that necessary?
No,
I didn't understand the addiction that you golf guys have. Holy crap.
No, I think it's again, a lack of consistency. Well, Rhode Island thinks it's safe. Why doesn't Massachusetts think it's safe?
No, Hardy, forget the lack of consistency. How about just the idea of driving to another state and trying to find the ID of someone who does live in that state that looks like you to get on the course?
Something to
do.
That's
insanity right now.
Why? People are out of work.
You don't see those lengths as being a little bit nuts? Because you can't go until May 4th when this is expected to end on the golf courses. You can't get till May 4th.
I wouldn't do it, but there's a lot of people doing a lot of things right now that I wouldn't do either.
They're self-important, just like the people who penned this letter, because they refuse to make any sacrifices right now. They want to just do whatever it is they like to do. That this is the two groups of people right now, the people that want to shut it down, stay home, do nothing, and the people that don't and just want to still go about their life. That's what
comes down to.
Taking
you
an ID
are not,
and going
you,
to a different
state.
Even
you are not
You're
in
insane.
Favor of... Even you are not in favor of shutting down and doing nothing. You think restaurants should be open. You think Home Depot and all these places should be open.
If it were up to me, I would.
It's nowhere even close to being shut down.
I didn't say that. When did I say that, by the way? When did I say that?
You want the restaurants closed for
takeout? You gave me an either or. If it were up to me, I'd close more than what we have closed now.
What else would you close?
What would you continue? Wait, hold on. You're the one who keeps bringing this up. What would you keep open then? What are you keeping open? What's great right now? You think it's all good?
I think it's good to keep restaurants open, sure.
Keep the restaurants open. You have
for takeout.
A few designated.
These people will be dead if you don't. You would bury these.
Because you're the one that keeps complaining that things are open, but like while also point, advocating like,
why,
that the golf courses should open.
It's very confusing
for me.
Why is
all these other things
closed,
are...
But Dollar General's open next to it. That's what I don't get.
If it were up to me, keep police stations, fire stations, and parks open so people can go outside and have somewhere to go. And golf courses in many municipalities.
What about all the other stuff, though? What about all the other stuff? The restaurants that you say transmission is a problem there. Would you close them?
No, I would not.
Okay, then. Well, I guess you are very consistent in all this.
You've got something stuck in your craw about golfers. You think they're somehow taking up the governor's time. You're trying to paint them with this big broad brush. When the fact is, what they're asking isn't out of line. It's not putting anybody in danger. And it is way more safe than a lot of other stuff that's continuing to happen right now.
Hey, Hardy,
they're in no way out of line with this request.
You talk to your boy Franklin down there in Barbados, the barefooted golfer. They have Corona down there, or is he just playing still? Are they open down there?
I'm texting with him right now.
Would you eat that day?
Tell Zoe to go F himself.
Oh,
okay. All right, let me.
Maybe Jim will have something on the other side. Who knows?
Was that throwing it to break? Was that
throwing it? Whatever.
Okay.
Does that really matter?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Now it's time for more of Zolak and Bertrand.
That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Is the phone number. Now we'll go back to your phones. Jack's in the car. Jack, thanks for hanging on.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Hey, what's up?
Good. Howdy, you're 100% right. People, you're wrong. Open the golf courses. That is the ultimate social distancing thing you can possibly do. You never see anybody. You're never near anybody. You and your friend, you're out there golfing, hitting balls, having a good time. What is the problem?
I don't know. Ask Beetle.
The problem is they've been deemed non-essential. And they're exactly that. I mean, in this current situation we're in, like, that is the definition of non-essential. You don't need to play your golf game. You can miss your golf game. You'll be okay. You'll be okay. So if I'm wrong, you've got to also take it up with the governor. You think the governor's made a bad decision on this. I agree with him. I agree with what he did when he made that order on March 23rd. I support Governor Baker on this. That's what I would say.
Well, I think you would anticipate, too, if you, like, close down all the other gathering spots that, okay, ooh, there's one spot we could go gather and you get an influx of maybe people there. But I would be one of the – I'd say that should be one of the first things opened here, that if you talk about an easy opening, right, getting back to somewhat normalcy here, that should be open.
No, I mean, no, normalcy is not right now. This is not normalcy.
Nobody said
we should
normalcy.
Not be pushing for normalcy on April 9th.
Right now we are in the thick of it. I would meet you halfway and say that should be the first thing.
I disagree with that all the way.
I mean, there are my checkered pants on.
This is not the time to be pushing the boundaries. This is not it. Right now, not the time. Not the time to be pushing back on the limitations that have been set forth. We'll push back on that at a later date. Not now. This is not the time for it. Stay home. Don't go to the golf courses, even though all of you are still doing it anyway. So I don't even know what you're pissed about. Now you're just going out there and playing for free.
That's illegally. Right.
You're just going out there and playing for free anyway.
Yeah, you're ripping off a company now. Yeah.
Steve is in Stowe. Hey, Steve.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I think there's a big piece that's being missed here, and that's the economic benefit. There's close to 400 golf courses in Massachusetts. That's thousands, if not tens of thousands of jobs. Where people could go back to work. There's 500,000 people unemployed in Massachusetts. And for something that has virtually zero impact in terms of risk and totally plausible to be socially distant, I think we're missing an opportunity to get people back to work. Thoughts?
I disagree. That to me is not a valid reason for anything during this time. Like, people are out of work. Yeah, no kidding. More than 6 million more people this week filed for unemployment. People are getting destroyed by this right now. Destroyed. And if you start using that as your reasoning, you could open everything back up. Well, I mean, the restaurant workers, you know, the ones that have been told to close their dining rooms. What if we do every third table? We can reasonably socially distance. We can stay within the guidelines of 6 feet. Should you do that? No. Like, the financial, you can make the financial argument for anything to reopen right now. Anything. You can do
it. No, you can't, because not everything has the inherent social distancing involved in it like golf does.
So then stick to the social distancing. So why does it matter about the finances? So then stick to the social distancing argument.
And by the way, a lot of restaurants are still open for takeout. Now, they're not doing it. They're not doing well, and I don't think anybody would wish the economic problems of a restaurant or a golf course on any other otherwise healthy business.
Yeah.
But there's a big difference between being able to bring a little bit of money in and be open for takeout and have that interaction take place and tell another business that, you know, ask any golf course operator, you know, if they're rolling in dough from doing their thing. No, that, you know, they're on a shoestring and they're struggling to make ends meet every single day. They're closed entirely. Zero money coming in, absolutely nothing. Plus, they still have to spend a lot of money to maintain, or else when they do open back up, they won't have a golf course. So they have more money going out without any money coming in, as opposed to restaurants where, yeah, you might have to pay your lease and keep the utilities on, but if you're closed, there aren't a lot of other inherent costs that go on with keeping a restaurant just the doors locked. With a golf course, you might be able to close the gates, but, you know, we said it earlier, they still have to have maintenance people in there. They're still spending money on all that stuff. The economic part of it, Beetle, you can't just entirely dismiss it because, as you said, it's a huge problem. And any help that can be thrown the way of people who are struggling financial right now, I am not going to look past it and say, nope, we shouldn't be talking about that right now. Yeah,
no, my answer is everyone's getting destroyed by it financially. Everyone is having issues financially. Every business is suffering right now. So why does one business get to make the argument that I'm special, I'm losing money? Yeah, you and everybody else,
like, they have structured spaces.
You're not unique. You're not special because you're losing money.
Are.
So if there's one business that can remain open without interfering with the social distancing,
correct?
You say no because if they're going to suffer, everyone's going to suffer.
No, that's not what I said. I said you're not special and you don't get to make a special argument for yourself. Joe is in Charlton. Hi, Joe.
Hey, guys. Hey, Beetle, you're way off on this. You want to shut them down just to punish them?
No, they already are shut down. The governor already shut them down, Joe.
No,
you think that's wrong?
Keep them shut down.
Yes, I do. So does the governor as of right now.
So I'm not a golfer myself, but you're talking about people's mental health, physical health. They can get out there and get some exercise, and you want to shut them down just because everyone else suffers.
No, they're already shut down. I don't want to shut them down.
Keep them shut down.
I want to keep them shut down. Yes,
you're a moron. You're going to let people walk around the Home Depot picking out paint samples.
Dollar General.
I'm not letting them do that, but I don't think you need paint samples. In fact, I complained about the paint samples last week, Joe. You may have missed that show, but I've already bitched about those people too. So I guess I am consistent in your book.
Should they close?
Shut down. They're going to probably continue to be shut down. And if you don't agree with me, then you think everyone else is a moron, too. You think everybody in state government that has made that call is a moron. I would say, well, I don't think so. I think they're doing the right thing.
I mean, you know, we get to this point, too, with what should be, what shouldn't be open, what's essential, what's not essential, because you can't just close everything. I mean, we were sitting here 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago. I think it was just going to be. And when you started to get the that first influx of, okay, as of noon tomorrow, we're shutting down. You're thinking, wow, only grocery stores and CVSs are going to be open, right? Drug stores and grocery stores. Then you find out, no, gas stations, liquor stores, convenience stores, anything that's got food, Target's open. Like, oh, that's kind of normal.
All right, we're going to do this. We'll do headlines. We'll come back. We'll do another segment of these golf calls. But we do have other stuff we're going to get to today because we have some actual real sports stuff we can talk about today. Some interesting stuff.
This thing's getting like the hot dog discussion. Is a hot dog a sandwich or not?
Yeah, this is far less fun, though. That was way more fun than this.
I think the anger levels are about equal.
Yeah, people are going to lose their minds. So let's.
People were really angry about that hot dog as a sandwich thing. I mean, they were fuming about that.
We'll be right back after headlines. There are no commercials here.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.